Welcome to the B. Smitty Podcast, formerly known as Greetings from Ohio. It's been quite some time. I looked into when I posted last onto iTunes podcast. I don't know exactly when the last date was that I was actually launched, because I know I uploaded three on the same day, which was December 12th of 2015, which when I saw that date was kind of crazy. But I know that kind of went over into the first of the year. So yeah, I think it went through 2015, somewhere early 2016, and really since then I've been wanting to do a podcast. I had, I don't know, a dozen or so episodes come up in 2015, and obviously they've still been available on Apple Podcasts. I've been paying the monthly fees to keep it up and all that kind of stuff, because I knew that I wanted to do it and continue to do it, but there was just something that, you know, wasn't quite going the way I wanted it to go, or it's just something wasn't working out well. And I know at that time too, there's, I think sometimes myself, I kind of go through like phases. And I know I was like really, that was like when I was really wanting to do like the creative process on YouTube and try to figure out, what my plan was for that platform. And I was doing the weekly movie podcast where my brother and I would talk about films, and that was fun to do, but that wasn't really kind of what I was originally intending to have the podcast be. But it's something I wouldn't mind kind of venturing back to, if that's kind of, if we decide to do something. But I more so want it to be more so having it about the creative process, talking to friends, even if it's just a phone call, doing, just trying to figure out, do the audio that way. I just want it to be a super carefree, get the content out there, just create. That's kind of basically where I've been thinking hard about podcasts for quite some time. I think I feel a little crazy how much work I put into an idea without actually doing the idea. But deep down inside, it's me working hard on it. It's kind of like, in a weird way, if like you were building a picnic table and like you need every little, piece to build the picnic table, but it just takes time to get that assembled. And I feel like that's kind of like what this podcast is. And that's even how YouTube was for me. It took a long time to get that idea ready, what I wanted to do, how I want to do it. And then obviously I had the whole situation happen with YouTube. That kind of like derailed a lot of creativity for me for a bit of time, and the Ohio winter also helped with that sadness. But so it's kind of like, it's like just one of those things that's taken a long time, but I'm super happy to be back. And I just want to thank everyone who's subscribed to this iTunes podcast. I'll also be posting this up on YouTube, just to make it easy for other people to listen, and that type of thing. I think there's probably gonna be like photos and stuff like that involved with the YouTube version of this podcast. I'm probably not gonna do a video with it unless there's a specific idea that, just kind of I want it to be a part of the podcast list. But I don't know. I just don't want it to be like, if I'm doing a long podcast, I don't want to have to worry about shooting a ton of video, and I just don't want it to become that. That's why, for me, like when I say carefree, I want it to be simple and fun, and just something that's kind of just a spark of the imagination or an idea that I just want to talk about. And then, sometimes it might just be like, if I do a conversation with someone and it can be filmed, then for sure, I'll definitely have something like that come up. And that's actually what I wanted to kind of brush upon as well, is I'm going to be working on bringing the live series back. And to be honest, it might not even be this year. That's another one of those projects that's kind of, it's an ongoing process. I don't think I'll ever stop doing the live series. I think that's a come and go type project. Now, of course, it's strictly kind of like a video type version. And I won't be bringing it out on top, the old episodes onto the podcast. I was asked about that before. Basically, how I have the podcast set up to at least be somewhat affordable, and it being affordable, I could, I only have so much space to have, I only have so much space allowed to be able to be on iTunes. Obviously, you can, the more money you pay, you can have unlimited space, but podcasts with pretty much all of my projects aren't money projects. Like, I'm not making money to do this podcast. So the money I have invested into it is kind of like where it's at. So that was always a concern of mine before. It was like, oh, when I run out of space, what am I going to do? Okay, I have to spend more money. What I'm going to do here, from here on out at least, is when it gets to that point where space is a problem, instead of it just, you know, filling up and then, okay, I have to spend way more money just to even upgrade the plan, and then way more than that if I want it unlimited, is when it gets to that point of being filled, I'm just going to remove the oldest episode to add a new one, that type of thing. And that's why YouTube would be a great spot for the archived episodes. I could fit a ton of episodes on there. I think even right now, like with the episodes that are on there, and I have some pretty long episodes too on there, I think I'm about 1/4 filled of space. So there's going to be a lot of podcasts to see before it's even in that space where I have to start deleting the old episodes. And I have a video coming out this week. It's kind of something I'm pretty excited to do, actually, for my photographs. Is I have my original digital camera, my first one I ever got at Christmas 2005, and that's actually when it made me start my website, which launched January 1st, 2006. I'm not even going to say what the camera is, because I just want to wait. If you might be able to track it down somewhere on my social media. You can look me up on Instagram at beastmitty.com. It's completely spelled out. But yeah, I'm excited to do this. It's a whopping 4 megapixel. It's actually not the camera that I had one back then, because I sold that when I had no money back in the day on eBay. And so I actually repurchased it on eBay. With a box and everything, it was $20. So I was excited to get it. It's really funny how excited I was. Like when it came, I was like, it was almost like a brand new camera, because I was kind of just excited to have it in my hands again, because it had been like pretty much like close to 10 years since I've held it. And that's, you know, it's kind of, you know, when I look at it, it's just super weird to think about, like, you know, that's what I used to get my first photos published, and you know how excited I was to have it. Because digital was kind of like, you know, it was the new thing, you know, at the time, and it was like 4 megapixels. This is so great. So yeah, it's pretty weird now shooting with like a 42 megapixel camera. It's just like what has changed in the past 10 years is pretty insane. I think the podcast will be able to get on a schedule. I just got to figure out how I want to do it. And when I basically need to test it out for probably a few weeks or a month even, to kind of get an idea of what what I'm feeling for, you know, bringing out content, because I don't want to like force, like, oh, I got to talk about something because it's going to be Tuesday at 7:30. I got no content. I'm just going to talk about sandwiches or something. Yeah. Anyway, so that's the plan. I'm so stoked to be doing this podcast again. I put in the whatever you would call it, the what the hell do you call it when you want to change, I don't know, I put in like a thing to get my podcast changed, and so I had to wait and, you know, get approved. I had to send in approval email and all that kind of stuff to get my name changed on iTunes and all that. So it's all changed. You can find me, Beast Mitty, obviously, if you're listening to this. Well, you might even be listening to this on YouTube, so Go to the podcast app on your iPhone or iPad, or go to iTunes Podcasts. Just search Beast Mitty. I come right up. I'm the first one on there. It's my logo modified with headphones. So yeah, I'm so stoked. And that's why I was waiting for everything to be clear with that. And because a little bit of a change, I had to wait for other things to kind of finalize and make sure everything was all changed, because I didn't want any confusion. But yeah, so thank you very much for listening. I'll be back some random time. As I said, I don't know when I'm going to be back and have a schedule yet, but that's one thing I should try to do for at least the podcast, is kind of have some type of organization with it where it's like, you know where I'm coming, and then maybe I'll just throw in bonus episodes. Maybe that's what I should try to do, is figure out at least one day, one time, and then I can just kind of randomly show up in between. So anyways, thanks for listening. Check out my website, bsmitty.com. You'll find all my social information there, youtube.com/bsmitty. And I'll talk to you guys later.